This is VOA News. Via remote, Tommy McNeil. Power should be restored to almost all of New Orleans by midweek. That's according to the power authorities and other authorities in the region. Entergy, which issued the statement Friday asking for patience in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. Utility executives say that more than 25,000 workers are in 40 states are trying to fix 14,000 damaged poles, more than 2,200 broken transformers, and more than 150 destroyed transmission structures. Ida destroyed the city's electrical grid and left more than 1 million customers in Louisiana state alone without power. Meanwhile, sheriff's deputies and from outside the city have warned people returning to Ida's aftermath to come equipped like survivalists because of the lack of basic services. Meanwhile, in a stunned U.S. East Coast is facing a sobering death toll, surging rivers, tornado damage, and continuing calls for rescue after the remnants of Hurricane Ida walloped the region with record-breaking rain. More than 40 deaths have been linked to flooding from Maryland to New York and beyond. And Wednesday night and Thursday morning, officials said that at least 13 people died in New York City. And then in the suburban area, an authority said, and at least 23 people died in New Jersey. At least 5 people died in Pennsylvania and Connecticut. A state trooper died. This is VOA News. A court report about a man in New Zealand who was inspired by the Islamic State group warned that he had the motivation and means to commit violent acts in the community and posed a high risk. The report described the man as harboring extreme attitudes, living an isolated lifestyle, and having a sense of entitlement. However, the judge's job in July was to sentence that man for the relatively minor crimes he had committed at that time and not for potential future crimes. She decided to release him under the supervision of a mosque leader who promised to try and help. The fears of authorities were borne out on Friday, when the man walked into an Auckland supermarket, grabbed the knife, and stabbed 6 people, critically injuring 3, before he was shot to death by authorities. U.S. officials are looking into reports that in the frantic evacuation of desperate Afghans from Kabul, older men were admitted together with young girls they claimed as brides or otherwise sexually abused. U.S. officials at intake centers in the United Arab Emirates and the state of Wisconsin in the U.S. have identified numerous incidents in which Afghan girls have been presented to authorities as the wives of much older men. One internal document described to the Associated Press by officials familiar with it says that Afghan girls have alleged they have been raped by older men they were forced to marry in order to escape Afghanistan. U.S. President Joe Biden's plans to start delivery of booster shots by September 20th for most Americans who receive COVID-19 vaccines and are facing new complications that could delay the availability for those who receive the Moderna vaccine. Biden announced last month that his administration was preparing to administer boosters for all Americans who receive most vaccines in an effort to provide more enduring protection against the coronavirus, pending approvals from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Food and Drug Administration. But those agencies are awaiting critical data before signing off on the third doses with Moderna's vaccine, increasingly seen as unlikely to make the September 20th date. Health experts and medical groups are pushing to stamp out the growing use of decades-old parasite drugs to treat COVID-19. It is approved in the U.S. to treat infections from tiny worms and other parasites in humans and some animals like cows and horses. But with COVID-19 infections are surging again, more Americans are turning to the drug despite warnings that it has shown little benefit and can cause harmful side effects. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.